Perrin looked up and blinked. "Stop that," he said querulously. "Huh? That infernal coin tossing. Stop it."
"Oh."
Hardin pocketed the metal disc. "Tell me when you're ready, will you? I promise to be back at the city council meeting before the new aqueduct project is put to a vote." Perrin sighed and shoved himself away from the desk. "I'm ready. But I hope you aren't going to bother me with city affairs. Take care of that yourself, please. The encyclopedia takes up all my time." "Have you heard the news?" questioned Hardin phlegmatically. "What news?" "The news that the Terminus City Ultrawave set received 2 hours ago. The royal governor of the prefect of Anacreon has assumed the title of king."
"Well, what of it?"
"It means," responded Hardin, "that we are cut off from the inner regions of the Empire. We've been expecting it, but that doesn't make it any more comfortable. Anacreon stands square across what was our last remaining trade route to Santani, and to Trantor, and to Vega itself. Where is our metal to come from? We haven't managed to get a steel or aluminum shipment through in 6 months, and now we won't be able to get any at all, except by grace of the King of Anacreon." Perrin titched impatiently. "Get them through him, then."
"But can we?"
"Listen, Perrin. According to the charter which established this foundation, the Board of Trustees of the Encyclopedia Committee has been given full administrative powers. I, as mayor of Terminus City, have just enough power to blow my own nose, and perhaps to sneeze if you countersign an order giving me permission. It's up to you and your board, then. I'm asking you in the name of the city, whose prosperity depends upon uninterrupted commerce with the galaxy, to call an emergency meeting."
"Stop.
A campaign speech is out of order. Now, Hardin, the Board of Trustees has not barred the establishment of a municipal government on Terminus. We understand one to be necessary because of the increase in population since the foundation was established 50 years ago, and because of the increasing number of people involved in non-encyclopedia affairs. But that does not mean that the first and only aim of the foundation is no longer to publish the definitive encyclopedia of all human knowledge. We are a state-supported scientific institution, Hardin. We cannot, must not, will not interfere in local politics.